Aaron Cam and I did not practice today. There's a procedure that you go through as far as testing in each day. So we'll probably hold him. I think the earliest he'll get back is Friday, is the where the doctors feel he is in the process. So. It just showed up last night was the first that I was aware of it, and he's having an MRI done. I think it was at 11 o'clock. So we'll have more information today. We're working all our different combinations. So, you know, as far as who's starting, I mean, time will answer that. You know, I couldn't tell you if Brady's going to be back for this week. I couldn't tell you if Aaron's going to make it. So, but Brad's done a lot of good things, particularly on special teams. He's been very productive. He missed some time there in training camp and has really, really progressed, and he'll be ready if he has that opportunity. Correct. Jeremy Thompson's also working there too. They're late in the game, so you know he didn't practice today. I think he's, if you want to compare him and Aaron Campman, he's further ahead, closer to getting back on the field. Well, we're working our options with T.J. Lang. Worked the majority of the reps here today. You know, Mark Tauscher has an outside chance of getting back from his knee sprain. So we'll just Dietrich Schmidt will work the inside, and Breno will get a lot of work today too. Like both tackle spots. We're gonna just take the full week. We're trying to get people ready to play. We're trying to get healthy. It's challenges that everybody has this particular time of year when you have injuries. So we'll look at all of our options, and with just the way we are today, and probably again tomorrow. TJ's gonna get a lot of work over there. I would like to have five of them in place. So, yes, we'll keep those four in place. Oh, absolutely. I would hope it's obvious that we've been playing differently since early in the season. As far as the way games have been called, I'm sure the other teams have recognized that. So we'll continue to, use our adjustments and, other things you can schematically as far as, I don't want to get into specifics of what you do in protection when you encounter these type of problems. I don't think you ever would not want to lift from a player that comes on for your football team. I mean, that's something you're always trying to develop, particularly in younger players. So, I mean, you talk about playing and being on time in your development. I'm sure that's what's happened there. If you're talking about the return position, I think Jordy was in position to do some of those things. Just in his limited opportunities, he did a good job. So, for as young as we are, we welcome, everybody to jump up and make more plays. I think you've really answered your own question. I mean, and frankly, we talked about it as an offensive staff. How far do you go? Is the question you have to answer each week, as far as dealing with your issues. It's something I've talked about with the whole offensive team. Are we going to pass out blocking mitts for the receivers and go that way? And maybe they don't even go out. That's your last option. I would like to think we would never get to that here in Green Bay, but I'm not trying to be funny, but you have to look at all those different types of things of dealing with protection. So I don't think we're in that. that position. You know, there's things that we can do better fundamentally. There's things that we can continue to help them with schematically, and that's been our approach. Because when you feel you have a strength, as we feel that we do with our wide receivers, to put them in blocking mitts, I don't think is very smart. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first one. Jordy Nelson practiced today. As far as whether he'll be the kick returner, I'm not sure if we're ready for that yet. So, you know, we'll see how the week goes. I thought he looked good out there today. He came on strong last week during his workouts. So how much he plays or if he plays, we're going to really let the week, you know, sort that out. Jordy was very productive with his opportunities, and yeah, you never want to lose productive players to injuries. But I mean, I think that's something that we got to continue to do a better job of. You know, it's something we came off of last year where we felt that we didn't overcome our injuries, and we've had some spots this year that we're not doing a good enough job overcoming our injuries. So it's great to have Jordy back. Great to have him healthy, because you know, once again, you can't have enough productivity. We really want to win the game this week. I mean, there's no question about that. We approach every game, you know, the same way. November football is definitely the importance and urgency has to increase. I think that's natural. It's something that we talk about as a football team. We understand that, you know, the loss that we came off of was fully addressed Monday. But even me sitting here today, this is what I told the team, you know. Our message is very clear. You know, the head coach has to coach better, the coach has got to coach better, and the player's got to play better, and we got to win games. That's our focus. We're going to apply all of our energy into this Dallas game plan. We've adjusted some things schedule-wise that I normally do this time of year. I think it will help our football team, especially with 12 days when we have three games that we'll play. You know, that's about as far down the road as we're looking. But we're going to pour everything that we have into winning at home against the Cowboys. That's our focus. I agree with you there. I think this is an extremely balanced and explosive offense. I mean, they lead the league in yards per play. They're number one in the league, so I think that tells you a lot. Our defensive staff feels it's the best offense we've played to date, you know, as far as the ability to run it and throw the football. So this will be an excellent challenge for our defense this week. Tony, the thing I've always been impressed about with Tony, and it gets better and better each year with his experience, and even having the opportunity to be around him for a week at the Pro Bowl, is his ability to extend plays. You know, he's a slippery, athletic quarterback that can extend plays and put the ball, you know, he's cagey as far as with his ball placement and so forth. I think he's a very instinctive quarterback, someone I'd refer to more as a gym rat, very, very instinctive, you know, feels the game very well. And I think he, the more and more that you see him with his experience, I think he's definitely playing extremely well here the last month. Well, I don't want to make the overwork, you know, as an excuse. You know, we didn't win that football game for a number of reasons. That's something that I'm always critical of myself. Frankly, I wish I wouldn't have said it, but I mean, I was just being honest. We assess everything we do from a scheduling standpoint. To answer your question, yes, we've gone through what has been categorized around here as a winter schedule, and it's the point of the season where that I've always done this in some form or fashion. It was done a little differently this year in the past, but we started that today.
Well,
Well, I think her whole football team is. I mean, I'm talking about everybody. And always the starting point is usually, you know, the head coach and the quarterback, and you always want to get into priorities. So, yeah, definitely. This is an important time for all of us. I'm very, very, very pleased and very comfortable that he's there in the lead. He's played extremely well for us for the most part of the year. You know, but he's like all of us. You know, we all need to do a better job. DeMarcus is a unique player. I mean, and really their front seven, I think, is definitely the strength of their defense. I feel that their perimeter, their secondary has improved since play. You know, we played them obviously the last 2 years. I think they've improved in the back end too. I think Wade Phillips does an excellent job. I've had the opportunity to compete against Wade over the years, but he's a Pro Bowl player. I mean, he's a unique player. He has excellent range. Everyone wants to talk about his pass rush, but he has an excellent motor. And he's definitely someone that we're going to have to target and contend with. How's the pass rush in general? Oh, I would say it's definitely, I mean, it's a top-rated pass rush, you know, no question. From a grade wise, I don't think there's anything in there that's very revealing. I'm a believer in emphasis. When you encounter things of such, if it's a quarterback's footwork or you're dropping the ball as a receiver, and you know we're not doing extra footwork drills right now, so I think it's been solid. You know, Jermichael's had a great week of work. You know, he actually had a very, very good workout yesterday. You know, but the last hurdle, as always is here in Green Bay, is they got to be cleared by the medical staff. You know, we always play the high end of player safety. I know Jermichael wants to play. Everybody's excited to get him back on the field, but you know, Dr. McKenzie's been doing this a long time. So until he clears that last hurdle, he's, you know, he won't be playing. So he's getting close. Well, like a lot of sprains, you know, really the next day is such a huge indicator in really the way Mark, you know, responded from the initial treatment and how he felt the next day. So, you know, Pat wasn't extremely concerned from a long-term standpoint after the game, and that holds true also in the Tuesday treatments.